From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama heads to Wisconsin today to talk about economic recovery. He concedes most Americans will believe the economy is improving when the job market shows a big improvement.
That ultimately is the measure for most Americans of how well the economy is doing.
Stock prices are down on weak U.S. consumer confidence and demand for Japan's exports. Oil prices are up slightly in Europe. Negotiators in Congress are trying to come up with new compromises on the financial system overhaul bill. NPR's Audie Cornish reports Republicans are pressuring Democrats to go easier on banks.
Key moderate Republicans in the Senate threatened to withdraw their support of the bill because it included a $19 billion assessment on the largest banks. So House and Senate conferees agreed to drop that fee. Instead, they voted to offset the budget costs by cutting off the multi-billion dollar bank rescue fund 3 months early and increasing certain depositors' insurance premiums on banks. Senate Banking Chairman Chris Dodd.
Obviously, this pay for is something that I've vetted with my colleagues to determine whether they could be for it, but obviously until they actually cast a vote, you never know.
Dodd says it may not be possible for the Senate to move on final passage of the bill this week as lawmakers pause to mourn the death of West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd in memorial services. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Hurricane Alex is moving toward the Texas and Mexico coast. Forecasters think it'll make landfall this evening as a Category 1 storm. Brownsville, Texas Mayor Pat O'Mata says his city is ready.
The city has done all the preliminary things it needs to do to prepare for the hurricane. It's opened up shelters. It even has a shelter for pets also.
The hurricane is causing more oil from the leaking BP well to wash up on the southern coast. At least one Louisiana beach is now getting a second cleanup. The Obama administration is accepting help in fighting the spill from overseas. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the State Department says 12 countries and international organizations are contributing to the effort.
Criticized for being too slow to accept offers of help, the State Department put out its list of countries and organizations that have said they're ready to aid the oil cleanup. The list includes 27 countries across the globe and international bodies, including the International Maritime Organization and United Nations and European Union agencies. Not all offers have been accepted, though the statement did mention one that was: two high-speed skimmers and fire containment boom from Japan. The statement goes on to say that the Coast Guard is coordinating the oil spill response in the Gulf and is working with the Department of State to identify the equipment, supplies, and expertise that the U.S. needs from abroad. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
From Washington, this is NPR News. It's day three of Elena Kagan's Supreme Court confirmation hearing. No big surprises so far. Today, senators have the chance to question Kagan about her FBI file and other matters behind closed doors. New research finds that half of the children born poor in the U.S. will spend most of their childhoods in poverty. NPR's Pam Fessler reports the research shows the prospects for black children are far worse than they are for white children.
The study, conducted by the Urban Institute, finds that poverty at birth is a strong indicator of what's going to happen to a child as they age. Researcher Caroline Ratcliffe says 31% of white children and 69% of black children who are born poor are persistently poor.
So basically, 7 out of 10 black children who are poor at birth go on to spend at least half of their childhoods living in poverty.
And that's especially significant because 40% of all black children in the U.S. are born poor. The study also finds that those born poor are far more likely to drop out of high school, have teen pregnancies, and to be poor as adults. Ratcliffe says one solution is to target more aid to young, vulnerable families to help them escape or avoid poverty. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
CNN is launching a search for someone to replace Larry King. King says on his show that he's leaving his late-night talk program chair after 25 years.
I'm incredibly proud that we recently made the Guinness Book of World Records for having the longest-running show with the same host in the same time slot on the same network.
King's ratings have been slipping, but he says he's got no pressure from management to go. CNN's ratings are also down, and it's rejiggering its primetime lineup. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.